Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. And before I get back to my guest, Leo Zagami, we're talking about the Tour of Hope. We're talking about the real inside story of secret societies and really what's happening. Basically, we had some information in the last hour about who really was behind 9/11. Come on, Americans. Let's wake up. Let's try to get to the real perpetrators. And they're always hidden. It's not as easy as you think, and we should be thankful that we have someone on that's come forward in Italy, risked his life to tell you and to help you, because this went on there. This went on there 20 years ago, and I was there to see it, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And I know from basic information, from people that I've compiled information from, people like Leo, people like detectives from New York, other people, that the real sinister problem lies in the starts off with the Vatican, and then it rolls downhill to all the governments and the countries that are taking part in this war, including our own traitors in our own government who sold us out and are lying to us daily. And, you know, there's always an email, though, that comes across that is kind of weird and interesting, and I just wanted to bring this up. And this comes from where does this? Let me see if it, I could figure this out real quick. Susan sends this email, and she says, "Do you know that all the WalMarts in my area now? I said WalMarts in my area are built on currently functioning or defunct, easily restored train tracks. Each and every Walmart store is built as if they could suddenly double as a train station. Are all the Walmarts on train tracks by your house, too? Is it like this everywhere? Too weird," she says. "Are these going to be human processing centers? I am having visions of old World War II movies," says Susan. And then she says, "Remember this." And she says, "Remember what John Gill..." So there's a lot of people in this country catching on. John Gill wrote this in the 1600s. And he said, "And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man." And that comes from Daniel 7.8. He says, "Particularly," this is John Gill talking, "particularly the order of the Jesuits, which are the eyes everywhere, spies in all kingdoms and courts, and get intelligence of what is done in the councils and cabinets of princes. How many eyes this horn had is not said, nor is it easy to say how many the Pope of Rome has. He has as many as Argus, and more, too, and these are sharp and piercing." Leo, we only have a minute here, but pretty good quote to put it on point what we're talking about even today in 2007, right?
Absolutely. IHS, the symbol, really, with the solar symbol of the Jesuits, we should put down the worst moment in history, the worst moments in history. And that's why the Rosicrucian fervor, and what is Rosicrucian is that has been discussed recently so much in Freemasonry, should be only viewed as a Jesuit infiltration situation. You just have to go on the cover of the book Christian Mythologies, published by Jean Valentin André, the supposed founder of the Rosicrucian movement, and the one who wrote the Fama Fraternitatis, and he has, you can see the symbol of the Jesuits right on the frontispiece. And this is what Freemasonry, and also the symbol of the Freemason, the compass and the square. So you have to understand that Freemasonry, the Jesuits, the Rosicrucians, the Illuminati, is all one big family of evil. And Licio Gelli himself was also one guy who was working together with the CIA, the NSA, and also the Mossad, and has directed the Twin Towers episode from behind the closed doors, together with his mom, the Knights of Malta.
So these are the puppet masters. And this is how they operate. They use all the intelligence agencies together to do their evil. We're going to be back shortly on the Investigative Journal, back in after this short break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Back on the Investigative Journal, and if you want my guest, Leo Zagami, to speak in your community, get involved with this Tour of Hope, and I'll tell you what, you'll listen to stuff in 2 hours or an hour of a speech he'll give that's going to wake you up and tell you what it's really like being involved and what these real secret societies are all involved are really like. And you know what? All of you people out there who are thinking of joining the Freemasons, there's a movement in this country. More and more people are joining at the lower levels. I think you should find out exactly what the higher levels of your organization is all about. And that's why Leo is very important, because he knows how they operate. He's seen it. He knows the people at the top. And Lee Chogelli, the man he just mentioned, listen, I've heard about him a long, long time ago when I lived in Rome, and he was at the center of the P2 Vatican Bank scandal, along with Cardinal Marcinkus, who, by the way, according to Leo, was also a Monte Carlo P2 member. Very interesting. And so, I mean, if you want to learn about it, that's how you got to do it. I mean, well, just don't join these organizations. For example, like my friend Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz, has recently joined a group called the Knights Hospitallers. Now, he said, and I can, you know, some patriots came out and said, "What are you doing, Len, joining this group, the Knights of Malta?" Well, he got very upset and said, "Well, this is a good group. They're not the Knights of Malta." And I just wanted to get your opinion about that, Leo. Aren't the Knights Hospitallers just the same as the Knights of Malta?
Yes, at the end of the day, they're just the same, because they all answer to the Vatican. I know, for example, a friend of mine who is in the Knights Hospitallers in Italy, they have undergone initiations of the Russian branch of the Knights of Malta, as we know it, also in Sicily, not so long ago. And I know for a fact that they are totally connected to the Vatican, and so it's not, no difference, really. It's like saying, I like Pepsi or you like Coke. It's the same thing. I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's just two sides of the same medal, which is the evil medal of corporates.
This guy that I just mentioned is a well-known supposed patriot here who talks about he's known for his work in discussing viruses and the evils in the healthcare system. And I'll tell you what, after that story, I've written a couple stories, he will not come on my radio show. You know, and I said, well, come on, Dr. Horowitz. I mean, explain it to me. I mean, I don't want to. He said, no, I will not come on until you take the stories off. And I said, you know, I'm not taking the stories off because they're the same group. Explain that. Now, here's a guy that's supposedly quite intelligent. He should know what kind of group he's joining, don't you think, Leo? I mean,
absolutely. They are adult and vaccinated, as we say in Italy.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And these movements and their secret traditions are not so secret. I mean, you just have to go on the internet and you can find the history of the Knights Hospitallers, and you can see that it's totally connected with the Vatican. So you don't need to be a scientist to understand that. You know, their connection was simply created in order to manipulate the Orthodox part of Christianity, thanks to the Jesuits' infiltration of certain, let's say, circles of power within the Russian establishment.
Because he's led a lot of people down some kind of path that I don't understand. Many people look up to him in our country, and I say this. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't know in the beginning, which I kind of doubt, but now you know, Dr. Horowitz, what your group is all about at the top. So if you are a true patriot, come on my show and rescind your knighthood in the Knights Hospitallers. Interesting. And he's, I believe, Jewish, too. So, I mean, that brings up another point, how they use the Jews, how they use the Mossad. To basically blame
the Zionists,
they want to blame 9/11.
Totally used, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And what do you know about that from the inside, how they use Israel and their leaders?
Absolutely. Well, they have a lodge called the Quota Coronati Lodge, which has a senior Freemason who is a Jewish Zionist called Yasha Berishner. And they manipulate, thanks to him, the whole program for the reconstruction of the Temple of Solomon. And there is other people there in that lodge called Robert Gilbert, but also the famous Michael Bajent, the guy who wrote The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail. And as recently as November, autumn of this year, Yasha Berishner was back in Jerusalem with very senior Freemasons for various official visits. And there has been actually recently a conference called Knowledge of the Heart, Gnostic Movements and Secret Traditions, that was held at the Canterbury Masonic Research Center. It was the 8th international conference at the Canterbury Masonic Research Center in London. And there has been a very interesting conference there because it was full of the so-called Rosicrucians and Illuminati who are working with the Vatican at a very, very high level. And there was amongst them James Robinson, who is from Claremont Graduate University, California, general editor of the Nag Hammadi Library in English. He was there. Then there was Tobias Charlton, who is an honorable fellow of the Exeter University, who lectured on Freemasonry and Rosicrucianism. Then there was also Colin Wilson, who was a biographer of Aleister Crowley. He wrote a book on Aleister Crowley, Crowley the Great Beast, in the 50s, published, and was very successful, probably the most successful book on Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, and this brings up something interesting, Leo, and that is this. How deep does the Satan worshiping go with these people? I mean, people at times, you know, we bring it up, we call it the Luciferian influence. But how deep does it go with many of the people you're speaking about and in these lodges? What's the real story behind Satanism? What's the involvement of Satanism getting at in these lodges?
Because they think that Satanism is not Satanism, but it's Gnosticism. They think that they're getting into a secret knowledge about Baphomet, about Satan, about the demons, that is only known to them and not to the outside world. So they cover themselves with these terms. But in reality, they are just pagans, worshippers of satanic demons. And that's how the Jesuits have taught them, all the way from Athanasius Kircher till now. And the foundation of the Rosicrucian movement with Jean Valentin André, as I said before, you just have to check the cover of the frontispiece of his book, The Books of Christian Mythologies, because it's very important, published in 1619, where you can see the symbol of the Jesuits on top of a Rosicrucian book written by the most eminent author of these Rosicrucian manifestos. So the whole movement is from a start conjured together. It's a bunch of necromancers and black magicians that conjure up demons together. That's what they are, Greg.
Yeah, and that just takes us off to another problem that I've seen in our country recently, and I've had a number of people on my show discussing how, one, the pedophile problem in our country and all the kids that are being kidnapped, and there's just no investigations done, and you're talking thousands of American children. And then also how in certain states, especially Florida and California, how they're using the Department of Children and Family Services to steal children. And let me tell you how they do it, Leo, so you understand. I want to get your perspective on this portion of the evil going on in our country, because a New York police detective recently told me, a former one, that this is one of the biggest terrorist acts in our country, and that's this concerted, orchestrated effort to steal our children. And how they're doing it in Florida, for example, I had a guy by the name of Greg Pound on my show, and one of his children, he had four children, had a slight accident and had required three stitches. Well, he took his child to the hospital, and that was 2 years ago, and because of that slight accident, they took all four of his children away for 2 years now. And he has a clean record. He's never been involved with any, doesn't have a police record. He had a job. His wife was studying to be a teacher. They had a nice home. But through his story, I've uncovered that they have been taking hundreds of thousands of kids like this, basically using the government to steal children. And I wondered what you heard about the pedophile problem, the orchestration of this through the Vatican when you were in the Monte Carlo Lodge.
Well, I was absolutely shocked to see that even the Monte Carlo Lodge was protecting the pedophiles like Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. I was absolutely shocked because I thought that in those levels they shouldn't have access to those people, you know, to any information or anything, but they were in close contact and working with these people. And we know how Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, now general, is dangerous, and he is one of the main organizers of these pedophile rings all over the United States, also involving the Vatican and the Jesuits at the high level, like Cardinal Nevada.
Yeah, and I've had documentation from a detective in New York that Spellman was involved and was actually a pedophile, and he called him one of the most evil men he's ever met and one of the most powerful men in America, and he says the same now about Cardinal Egan.
Absolutely. There is no doubt there is another pedophile on the run. He's not on the run. Actually, he should be on the run, but he's not.
Yeah, so you actually heard this going on, this orchestrated effort to organize these rings, and the real reason behind it is
no, but because they are military organized, Greg. They are organized in a military way. That's why I'm pointing out precisely at Michael Aquino, because you need a certain military experience to carry on the blackmails and the kind of work that a pedophile ring does to protect itself.
Right.
Otherwise, this kind of information would be, you know, in the public for a long time if they were not so evil and so well organized militarily. That's why they use parts of the military intelligence to protect themselves.
Right, and really the reason behind it is to destroy the fabric of the American society, I believe, and the family, correct?
Absolutely, because they are Satanists, so they want to destroy everything that is classic. They want a revolution that is sympathy for the devil oriented, with a nice soundtrack by Lord Mick Jagger, another Satanist.
All right, we're going to get back, and I also want to find out about how you got in contact once with Madonna and her connection here. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, many people might not know this about Leo, my guest. He has an entertainment background. When he was a young boy, Leo, by the way, was born a Catholic. His family comes from an aristocratic background in both England and in America. That's how he got involved with these groups. But when he was a young boy, he started out on Vatican Radio, worked on Vatican Television, and then moved from there to become a very popular DJ in his country, one of the most popular DJs in his country. Tell us more about that a little bit, Leo. Then I want to get into how you finally got in contact or were involved with Madonna and what her role is.
Yeah, well, it was actually because of the fact that I'm quite a well-known producer and also DJ in, up to a certain extent, because in reality, Rui Gabiro, who was together with me one of the people who established the Masonic Council for England and Wales, one day phoned me up from London and said that basically he was with Madonna in her house there in her studio being interviewed for is had a special project about Freemasonry, whatever Kabbalah she had in her mind, and she wanted to open a lodge of Freemasonry, and that we were supposed to help her out, and that I was invited to fly over immediately to London, because I think that basically the intelligence who was the mind controllers, the Illuminati mind controllers of Madonna, had understood that they could maybe manipulate me through her by my passion of music, but I personally I was not interested, because for me I was already out of the music business by then, so I wasn't interested in going further. Maybe in the future I will go back in it, but only on my own conditions and on my own. That's
so she
I
wanted
think.
To start her own Masonic Lodge, huh?
Yeah, she wanted to start her own Masonic Lodge, and she was very closely working with Rui Gabiro, who is a famous and infamous mercenary of the Jesuits. So in South America, he used to be the representative of the Grand Lodge of Ecuador, and he's dealing with the cocaine and importing it through Hashem Lodge number 39 in Mexico, in Cancun, and doing all the drug traffic from the Grand Lodge of Colombia, of Uruguay, Bolivia. Oh, so all those areas to do with the cocaine traffic, he has his own Masonic High Council established there. So Madonna seems to be linked with one of the biggest cocaine dealers there is in the planet. Oh.
Interesting. And, you know, you said earlier besides the manipulating the media, they want to manipulate Hollywood. It's very important to
them. Yeah, but basically she was in contact with him, I think, because she's being used by these Illuminati controllers who are always trying to find new ways for to get her own attention on something. So maybe I was feeling myself I would be used in that case by the intelligence. You understand, Greg?
Yeah, and I find it interesting in America that all these top Hollywood... I'm going to go back now to the Vietnam era, and there were more Hollywood activists back then. Many of the people used to come out and speak against the war, speak against totalitarianism, and now everyone in Hollywood are like church mice. They don't want to speak about it. They don't talk about it. They won't even come to the rescue of their American citizens with their fame and notoriety to talk about 9/11 as an inside job. There's only been a couple, and the one, like Charlie Sheen, came out, but then they discredited him, and I sort of wondered about that, because they made him to look like a... as soon as he came out again, talking about 9/11, they have him on TV talking about his, his ramblings with drugs and women and getting a divorce, and so basically look like not too credible of a man. But what is your take on why all these Hollywood people, like Mel Gibson, like Robert De Niro, all these people, every one of them, they don't come out against 9/11? Why? What do you think? Their career is done if they do?
Well, first of all, in regards to Robert De Niro, there is the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans, which is also another important order in America, who is very much in control of all the Italo-Americans, and they are a big lobby with at the top also Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri. Then you have Mel Gibson, who is a faithful Jesuit man. And then you have most of the Hollywood stars who are involved also with Scientology. Scientology is also manipulated by the Jesuits and by
Tom Cruise. Then we have Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta, Steven Spielberg. So we have quite a few that are inside these clutches of the Illuminati, in one way or another. So let's
what
say
about
that,
Scientology? What's that? Go ahead.
Everybody in Hollywood is under the control of the propaganda machine, but also under the control of the sectarian activities. It's a way of the intelligence to manipulate all these people, to keep them under their control so they don't spread anything wrong in contrary to what has been said.
Yeah, and it's so amazing that all of them have kept so quiet on the most important time in our country, not even coming out strongly against the war or anything. I mean, amazing.
Absolutely.
We'll get back with that point, and I'll talk about the Tour of Hope, how you can get involved, back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Back on the Investigative Journal, and one program note again before I get back to my guest, Leo Zagami. The turmoil going on at RBN will be resolved quickly, I'm told, and there's a problem with the Internet, and there'll be a new website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. In the meantime, you can go to these IP addresses to listen to the stream on the Internet, 216.240.133.177:2005, and that's for the 32K stream. For the 16K stream, you can go to the same IP address and :2007. And for the 8K stream, same IP address, :2009. Also around 12.180 shortwave, and on the satellite around the world. So we'll be back to normal. And you can go to 911.org, www.911.org, and they're running Republic Broadcasting's stream for these short few days until this internet problem is resolved. The truth is hard to get out, but good will prevail, and we will keep the truth coming. I've been given this note from Jay Kaplowitz, who just sent me an email regarding correcting me, and I appreciate it. Horowitz is not Jewish. Dr. Horowitz is not Jewish, according to his books. Okay. Sounds like a Jewish name. But anyway, Jay Kaplowitz wanted to correct me on that. Back to Leo Zagami. We have Madonna. We have all these Hollywood people just keeping their mouth shut. And I really don't care about them. They're millionaires times and times over. In your discussions with the Illuminati, when you know, the proverbial you-know-what hits the fan, Leo, and they try to destroy America, who's going to be protected? What about the financial people? Aren't they worried if they kill too many people, there's going to be no moviegoers anymore? What's the idea here? They must be thinking about that. Who's going to be protected?
Investing in gold.
What?
They're just investing in gold and trying to put save themselves when the time comes in a bunker. That's the kind of mentality.
Yeah, and so all these people that are working for him behind the scenes are going to be protected, maybe.
Not all. I think that they are illusional. There is limited space in these bunkers around the world, so...
Yeah, so all you people out there at the lower levels helping them, don't think they're going to help you, so get on our side. And you did say something interesting to me once, and I really, really thought about this a number of times. There'll come a day when the good and evil will be out in the open, not hidden like it is now, and people spreading disinformation, mm-hmm. people lying about people spreading falsehoods. Tell us your thoughts how this is going to play out over the years.
I think that we will arrive to a decisional point in 2012. I think that in December 2012, on the 22nd, 21st, already is the last day of normality, before the total abnormality will start, in the sense that we will actually finally be normalized in a way. It's now that we are not living in a normal world, because at that point we will have the perception of what is evil and what is good. And it's going to be in front of our eyes right at that moment when it will be so clear what they want to do to us, and it will be probably too late to rebel, but the war will start, so... A great confrontation of several years.
And you pinpoint 2010, 2012 as pivotal years.
Yes, after that we will have 7 years of tribulation from 2012 to 2019. Culminating in 2015, approximately we should have the moment in which the Messiah should come through the gates of Jerusalem, or at least this is what the prophecies foretell. In various Kabbalistic calculations.
You know, and I find it interesting.
What happens, obviously, because the Muslims feel in a certain way, while the Christians in another, about the timings and how this will happen, and also the Jews. So we will see how this will come. But the concept is that at the end of the day, there is only one Mahdi, one Messiah, one person who comes back to save the planet from this Antichrist and his evil bunch in Rome and in Jerusalem.
Yeah, you know, just for our information, and you have you talk to Muslims, you talk to people in Iran. What's their take on this whole thing? How do they feel? I mean, the average people there.
Well, the average people, they don't like what's happening. But as I said, the average people also, the Muslims hate. What's happening, because they are being portrayed in the wrong way. The media is not portraying them in the correct way. They are being used and abused by the media every day. So I guess any religion, either you are Shiite or Sunni Muslim, you have to understand that this moment of time is very delicate, because they are actually abusing their own religion for purposes that have nothing to do with the religion.
Now, I know a number of people in America who are Muslim. I know a number of people here. What's going to happen to them if we allow this takeover of America to occur? Will they be persecuted just because of their religious affiliation?
I think so. I think that they are the new Jews. They are the ones who are going to be persecuted just like the Jews were persecuted in the Second World War. So they can expect the same thing to happen if if they don't stop it happening now, it will take place, because it's always the Vatican behind the closed doors that serves these persecutions, so they can then pilot them in their own way.
They have a pulse on the war. You know, they keep track of things through the way the Jesuit orders are organized throughout the world, almost like a military order. For example, in our country, we have 10 assistancies with a head in Washington who reports to Rome. And many people forget this, that they have 28 major universities, Jesuit universities in this country, very wealthy universities. One of the biggest, Georgetown, right next to the White House. Who basically is in cahoots with the White House. But many people forget about the wealth of the Catholic, of the Vatican. Tell us a little bit about what you know about the wealth of the Vatican.
Well, the wealth of the Vatican is immense. First of all, they own pretty much all of Rome. Not all of Rome, but at least half of it is owned by the Vatican. And that is a big city with a lot of beni immobiliari, as we say. Then we have the Vatican assets all over the world, and that makes them one of the richest lobby in the planet. And they are very united amongst themselves. They are very well organized, and they have a hierarchical structure that is very well put together. For example, the Jesuits have their own strategic movement, and they have already aligned everything in connection with 2012, so they can be prepared already for it.
I found it interesting, the documents from their Jesuit conferences pinpointing 2012, all of them talking about it and getting prepared for it. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have to, because that is a key year for the faith, for the faith of humankind, especially for Christians, and for the fall of the Western Empire. So we will see the crack happening from that day onwards, and the Jesuits want to be in control because they think they will, at that point, rule over the Nazification of the country, just like they did in other places.
Yeah.
And with persecutions and you know,
mm-hmm.
And they're instigating concentration camps and all the rest. You know, they specialize in this kind of things, the Jesuits.
Now, what's your thoughts about another terrorist attack happening in this country this year?
Well, as Pat Robertson said, it could be very happening, especially when you have a guy like Pat Robertson saying it. You know, definitely it could be happening, because they need to put more control over the United States, and I think they need to have another 9/11 so they can have complete martial law over the United States.
And what do you know about Pat Robertson?
Well, he's a Freemason. He's an Illuminati insider who works from within the order for the New World Order. So he's one of these guys who is preaching things, but in reality is manipulating for the same puppet masters.
And he recently came out and said he spoke with God, and God told
him
that
I think
he
spoke with the Vatican.
we'll say he spoke with the Vatican, and the Vatican told him to put out an announcement that God told him that there's going to be a terrorist attack. He didn't say nuclear, but that's what they wanted him to get across. So yes, he did speak with the Vatican. That's the real story. And you know, the real amazing thing about this, Leo, you know, I want to talk to you about it. It's really amazing. When I first I understood this problem a long time ago, but I didn't think I was a little naive when I was young, and I didn't think it could happen here. I guess I'm part of the system. I listened to American media when I grew up and everything too, and they do a number on you. But anyway, I saw what happened in Italy. But when I finally started to research this seriously a number of years ago and came out strongly against the Vatican, at least to discuss the Vatican, discuss their role in the New World Order, boy, I was attacked heavily, called a KGB agent, called a Mossad agent, called every name under the book. I was kind of blackballed by a number of people who used to have me on their shows. And I saw a real strange thing occur. It was a concerted effort to first discredit me, then to marginalize me. And I've continued. But the same thing I know has happened to you.
Yeah,
and the real interesting thing I wanted to get at now was that now that things are out, I think many people have listened to this argument, and we've woken up, awakened a lot of people. How do they deal with this? At the, for example, they have they know how to deal with the rich media, but when your experiences with the Illuminati. How do they deal with this kind of grassroots movements? What is their strategy to control people like me, control others out there? And there's thousands and thousands of Americans who know, who are catching on to the truth and talk about this and have researched it. I've had people on my show. I can go over names, but I don't have time right now, and they know who they are. How do they deal with this?
Well, they Stop send it. Out their agents in every single forum, talk badly about you, about me. It's always the same agents around in every forums, things on the internet. They try to say, these people are not reliable, this and that, you know, and that's how they work. This other guy is crazy. This other guy is not saying the truth. This guy is a Mossad agent. This guy is whatever, you know.
Yeah, and
that's
so they spread confusion, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's, and so, you know, but I wonder, do they worry about the movements like this? Is it something they say, well, we've got so much control, we don't care?
No, they worry, absolutely. They are very worried. I know, because after I started this thing of going out of the Illuminati since June, I received a lot of still proposals to go back in the order, to shut up, to think about it. And, you know, I could have had they're still very scared, you know, so they made all kind of offers.
It isn't like they feel invincible, but they use every
no they're actually particularly paranoid these days.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think that?
Well, because I think that we saw what happened with all these demonstrations against Bush, against the war. The people are waking up in the States. The people are waking up across the world against this new world order. And soon it's going to be in the face of everyone. That's why I don't think that you have to understand 2012 is not so far from now. And before then that date, everybody is going to know about this situation. And that's why the war is going to take a different phase at that point. It's going to be a real war, not a war of media, a fake war like it is now. Nowadays, we are not living real wars. We're only living wars that have, as a result, a lot of dead people, innocent people, and they're not wars fought for any ideal. We have to fight a war of ideals to free our children for the future. This is what
I
say.
Yeah, correct. And the one way to get started to fight this war against the Illuminati is to get involved with this Tour of Hope that Leo is sponsoring around the world. There have been a number of at least 10 cities in America so far want to get involved, and many, many more people. So if you want to, let me tell you, give your website out, Leo, so they can get a hold of you.
Yes, it's www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. I repeat, illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And this is the website, so you can find more information also on Arctic Beacon regarding the Tour of Hope.
Yeah, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at my website at www.arcticbeacon.com or call me in the States at 509-242-9681, 509-242-9681, and we'll get you involved with this. And like I said, the people that have already expressed interest, we will get back to you and organize this so that we can set up some speeches to kick off the committees and then organize a network across the country and the world so that people can feel as if they're not alone. And that's important, because one of their strategies is to always make you feel isolated, alone. You're the only one out there that speaks this way. It's not true. There's thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, I would say millions of people around the world who would agree with what we're saying today. And it's just the big money, the big sellouts, the traitors that have kept it from the real people who may be the ones in the crosshairs of this Illuminati and who will be killed. So that's simple. The Vatican makes no bones about it. Look back at Croatia, 800,000 people genocided, and it goes on and on and on, Leo. These people are living in a world in denial if they don't understand how they use what you talk about, and I'm so happy you come forward with that. So again, give us your website.
It's www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And I'm sure that people will find a lot of interesting things that relate to the New World Order in a way that they haven't viewed before from an insider point of view. And but I stress out also the fact that I'm not a researcher as such. I'm a person also that has a bad... I don't have a perfect English, so I hope that people can cope with my English and with the fact that I'm not as professional as other researchers or academicians.
Right,
but
and
I try to do
I'll tell you, there's a lot of them out there that have contacted me that have really enjoyed what you have been bringing to the table. And I'm sure they'll be working with you in the future. So, well, let's take a break, come back. We've got about a short 4 or 5 minute segment and wrap it up with Leo Zagami. Back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. Oh.
Okay, we are back for our final segment with my guest, Leo Zagami. And Leo, in the last 4 or 5 minutes here, could you elaborate a little bit for those people who have already contacted you, and there's hundreds, regarding the Tour of Hope, what your next step is to help organize this and what they should do?
Yeah, they should come together in a committee. They should meet up for the first time, put down a paper like a charter where they all sign up their names. Then they put in these names in a file, in a computer file, in an email. They file it, they send me the names, and we constitute a committee officially. So each one who is now thinking of forming a committee has to understand that first you have to have a minimum number of 6 members, and then you can form a committee. Otherwise, you can join the committee of the town which is nearest to yours.
And the reason for that is to basically to organize this thing in a manner that is under the old system of organization, correct? A charter system.
And yeah, the charter system is because America was born with a charter, and we want to bring back the American way of doing it from the start. You know, we charter our own independence. We charter in this moment our own independence from evil when we want to establish the Committee of Hope for the next Tour of Hope to come by.
Right, and it's very simple. For example, I say, and I say it publicly, Greg Szymanski, I am against the evil of the Illuminati and the New World Order, and will fight to the end to bring back America to what it was once before, or even to make it better than it was before. And so you people out there need to take a stand, too. First, you know, your names are important, and you've got to stand up to these people, and you can't do it behind closed doors, is what
yeah,
we're getting at.
Yeah, you can't be anonymous.
Right?
Everything has to be clean. We don't have secrets. We welcome also infiltrators because we don't have anything to hide. Our organization is a round table where somebody puts around the names, then sends them to our organization. We verify, we phone up the head, the secretary of every committee to make sure they exist and what they're saying is true. And then after that, we establish with them a link that will be for a lifetime.
Yeah, and like I said, infiltrators are welcome, too, because there's really nothing to hide here, and that's what makes it beautiful. There's no hidden agenda. My agenda, basically, is to save lives, and I know that's Leo's, too. And I think all of you out there on the other side ought to think about that, because if you keep your mouth shut, or if you are spreading propaganda like so many people on CNN and Fox do, you're not saving lives, you're actually killing people, because it's the information that either keeps people alive or not. It's very important to understand that, people, so you can't keep quiet. That's why this is very important. If you've gotten involved already, we will contact you. This is going to go on. We're not going to quit. We're going to stay out in the open. There's nothing to hide. It's going to be a beautiful experience because it's a way of standing up to the New World Order. And, Leo, you've been instrumental in doing. How's it going in Europe in our last minute?
Well, in Europe, as I said, in London, we have developed a Committee of Hope with Maurizio Catarinozzi. There is now coming various people together. Also in Norway, we had a meeting yesterday. It was a very nice, a very positive meeting with all the members of the Committee of Hope. So we are continuing this great put together of people, of positive people, people that want the future of humanity for the best.
Okay, Leo, well, thanks a lot. We're all out of time. We'll stay in touch. And remember, get involved with the Tour of Hope and Leo Zagami. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you. God bless America.
Okay, that was Leo Zagami. I'm all out of time today. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place on the Investigative Journal, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, good afternoon.